That'll be the last time you can go out and do some bidding, just like other years. And then once that time is up, we'll come back and we'll sing a few more songs. And that'll be the evening. So, and we're going to do our best. We have a surprise guest coming after a bit.
Yeah.
And he'll be surprised too.
Yeah.
Could be any of you.
It could be anybody out there. I think everybody's here, pretty close. Ray Husker's not, but I don't know if he's coming.
Here, you guys ready?
Your mic on? Go for it.
Yep. Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
I think I'm ready.
Hallelujah. I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
Let's all get ready.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm ready to go.
In the darkness of night, not a star was in sight on the highway that leads down below. Guys, we should move Bruce's our stuff mom. Closer together. It feels like we're singing in a football field out here.
At the Opry?
Yeah. No, not at the Opry. It feels like it's a football field.
If you were in Grafton, we're doing probably a lot of this, like almost identical, the same songs. So we are going to put in a few new ones.
Oh, yeah.
Once we get going here. So please sing along with us.
Well, how many of these folks would have been at Grafton?
I don't know.
We had fun at Grafton the other day.
I was there.
You were there, that's right. All right.
Hit in the sweet by and by.
You ready?
All set. There's a land.
There's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith we can.
In the sweet
by and by,
we shall.
we'll meet on that beautiful shore.
Do you have anything to say tonight?
Well, I kind of do, but I'm kind of saving it.
Okay. You're usually pretty
tired. Maybe I will. I don't know. I'm just waiting for that special guest to show up.
Oh, yeah, special guest to arrive. That's right.
Oh, yeah. No, I know there was a couple from Grafton in here, but someone had come up to me, and I'm going to say this again, even though there's Norwegians and Swedes here. Someone had came up to me and said, you know why God put so many Norwegians in Kitson County? And I said, no, I'm sure he thought I was Norwegian. He said, because they're so simple to make. And I said, but I'm 100% Swede. And he said, those are even easier. It backfired. That's a good one, Bruce.
I found a new toy.
Bruce found a new toy.
We gave Bruce a laugh track.
Yeah.
What do you think, Eric?
I think we're ready to sing another
song.
Okay.
Sing with us, please. Down on the Mountain. Just in case you didn't know this, Dwight Yoakam is playing, I think, in Fargo tonight.
Oh, I knew he was
coming
around.
And I had a lot of people say that they'd rather come and see Eric Finney with his legs than Dwight Yoakam.
Well, I was going to say, I could do a little Dwight Yoakam tonight.
You could. Actually, we did lose a couple to that concert.
That's all right.
They were in church this morning, and they said, we're going to Dwight Yoakam. But if we'd have known the Poplar Ridge Pickers were playing, we would have canceled and sold our tickets. They didn't know in time.
Yeah.
I think they were pulling my... I think it was the same people that told me that Norwegian joke.
That's right.
I saw Dwight Yoakam about 30 years ago, and I bet you he's still wearing the same leather pants he was 30 years ago.
Yeah. At least they weren't tight.
No, they were...
They're maybe a little tighter.
I was way up and away, and I could still see Dwight Yoakam's leather pants.
Yeah.
Not a good concert.
You're finished still wearing the same pants, too.
Remember those red ones I had?
Yeah,
I do remember that.
When I had my 40th birthday, I know I saw a lot of you there, and that was a lot of fun. We played, and I got the red pants, and then I had them. One day I thought I'd throw them on at home for something, and I had to bend over, and they were too tight. I haven't worn them since. Oh, yeah. they got put in the hope chest. I think.
I don't know what you're hoping for.
I don't know.
You could probably just put like sequins over top that tear right now.
Right. Yeah. Hey, am I whistling there or something?
One of us is. That's me, I think. This mic that I'm talking
it's
in.
It's on that one.
This mic. Hey, that one.
That would be the blue mic.
Yeah.
The blue mic. The colorblind guy from across the room knows it's a blue mic.
Yeah.
It's only because I set him
green.
Up. Say, Lisa, is John and Joanna, are they listening to this? Can they see us?
Yes.
Wow.
Hi.
Hello, John.
That's pretty awesome.
For all we know, that thing's pointed at the ceiling, and they're just watching the ceiling.
Right. Give them a little heads up. Some of these folks maybe.
Yeah,
don't
John
know
and
going.
Joanna are in Rochester at the Mayo Hospital, the Methodist Hospital down there. I had the room number, which I could give all of you, and then you could send her cards.
But nice.
They are watching right there, and that's awesome.
Isn't that incredible?
That is incredible. So hi, John and Joanna. I wish you could be here with us. And
really wish you could be here.
Yeah.
Get better. Pray that God will heal.
7-203. And for those of you that don't know Joanna, she is fighting cancer, and she's down there for treatments or getting ready for a treatment. And normally she is up here singing praise songs with us every Sunday. So we miss her incredibly. So we're hoping and praying every day.
We are.
So it's good to see you.
John is usually on a ladder replacing light bulbs. So if you see any lights out, it's because John has...
John, we have 12 light bulbs out.
It's just getting darker in church.
And a couple of them are Poplar Ridge Pickers. On the south end.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Why, me Lord, what have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Oh, tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness?
I know.
Thank you.
Is that me, Lisa, or what? There's a whistle.
Oh.
Hey, our special guest has arrived.
Our special guest has arrived. All right.
You're on this side.
Keaton.
Keaton.
The show was at 7.
He's on daylight savings.
He's daylight savings time.
I wish that were the case. Keaton, why were you late?
This mic isn't on. Yeah, it is. Well,
you got to get it right on your mouth.
Yeah. Okay. Does it work? So, first, my buddy kind of went face first into a snowdrift. We were out riding sleds.
Oh no.
So he's fine. His sled's fine. He drove home.
That's good.
And then I got pulled over on the way over here.
By a highway patrol? Could you say that again?
I got pulled over on the way over here.
You got pulled over?
Really?
Yeah.
By law enforcement or my son?
By okay. By Tim.
Oh. So did you pull the I used to be the sheriff's son car?
No, I think he knows that.
Now the question is, did it work?
I didn't use it.
Oh.
He never used it. He just felt, did you start crying? I used to do that.
Those are real tears. He still does.
I can cry in the drop of a hat.
Is this my mic that's making all the whistling?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, it seems like every time I talk, I may hear a whistle.
We're glad you made it, Keith.
Me too.
We're going to get our whistle figured out here.
Yeah, fix the whistle.
Just in time.
It is. It's like when it
is it you? Is it Eric?
Listen to this.
It's all of us.
It's everybody. Goodness. Good. Well, we'll just have to turn everything off and play real loud.
There we go.
Sing real loud.
Well, Keaton, thank you for coming.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you that showed up finally.
You know, when stuff like this happens, you never, ever get by with it.
No.
Never.
5 more minutes, you'd have been out of this outfit. You know, so you lucked out.
Doing any better?
What's that? Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. That's the only thing we changed is Dan put that over there for
it should
reason.
Be in front of us.
Yeah.
How about now?
Yeah.
Check, check, check.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell. No, it's still doing it.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah. And if Kenny can hear it, then it's really loud because he doesn't hear much of anything, actually.
Yeah.
Especially see, Merv, I don't get any respect around here.
Yeah. Let's sing a song and see if they...
Let's see how good Kenny's hearing is.
Yeah.
Other key than that, though, not that one.
Another key. We're doing it in the key of F, aren't we?
We'll do it in this one. Yes. All right.
Yep, here we go. Well, I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's silver lining behind every cloud. Just for people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. We'd get together in a family circle singing loud.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there, singing seeds to help the troubled soul. One of these days it won't be long, I'm gonna join them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'm gonna join him in a song. We'll be together again in glory in a little while.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother were going right in there, singing scenes to help the troubled soul. One of these days it won't be long, I'm gonna join them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle. circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sang bass. Let's see if you can match that.
Oh, I gotta get these.
He's
gotta
raise the suspender. You going up an octave? You need some help, you come.
That's how you get the note right when you need it.
Give it a try.
Mama sang tenor.
No.
Rubber down right night in there in the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
You can only do that so long, Galen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got to go down a couple octaves for the next one.
Yeah. The next song we're going to do is Do Lord, and I know that a lot of you know it. It's one I grew up with way, way back. Way back in the very first Lutheran church that was ever built.
Yeah.
Well, it was called First Lutheran, and Eric never lets me forget that.
Yeah.
It wasn't the very first, but it was called First Lutheran.
It was. It was right in there. Yeah.
Here we go. I got one.
I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue.
You know what, Dan? We figured out that when you left, everything got better. Okay? So.
Perfect.
Just letting you know.
Oh, yeah. And it goes on.
Are there bars in the kitchen?
There are no bars in the kitchen.
Huh?
There's coffee in the green room, though.
Yeah. That makes me an adult if I drink coffee. I refuse.
I saw the light.
Oh, man. We got
to
sing a slow one here pretty quick.
No, I'm getting sweaty.
No more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow.
here's some good ones. Some slow ones, some gentle ones with some meaningful songs, right?
Amazing Grace.
Sing along with us on this one. Everybody knows it. I think everybody likes it.
Go for it.
Young guys coming in, and they've got helmet hair.
I see
it looks
that.
Like from
the skaters.
They're either skating or they've been riding snowmobile.
Oh yeah, I have to tell you, I got to point out my son Frank. He just came in here. He's in the Lancaster youth group, and you're not going to chick, I guess, in this deal. He's still a little young, but I tell you, he amazed me this year. I was a hockey player my whole life, skated. Spent a lot of time on the ice, but my boys didn't get that opportunity so much. They skated a lot at home, and we'd go around and have some fun with it, but definitely not to the extent I did. Well, my son Frank got signed up this year to do a duet at the skating show in Hallock. And I'm kind of thinking...
A duet?
Well, he was a pair.
I saw you.
Right. Well, oh yeah, it was like four pairs, I guess, is what you'd call it. But he was doing a duet with this one gal, and I'm thinking... I skated for 20. Well, I've been skating for 40 years, and I don't think I could do any of them moves these guys are doing. And
way to go,
I'm thinking,
Frank.
Boy, Frank. I'm just thinking, can he wear a helmet during the skating show? But I tell you what, he impressed me. I went and watched him practice once here a couple weeks ago, and I told Shannon, I said, I think he's going to be all right. And I went and watched him last night, and he did a great job. Did you fall down tonight, Frank?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Way to go, bud.
Thank you.
Good.
Way to go, Frank.
Yeah, way to go, bud. I think Eric Johnson, was he back there? There he is. Yeah, he was skating tonight, too. Good job, Eric. They did well. So, way to go, guys.
Do Did you guys have to buy your own tights, or did you borrow them from your dads?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that was going to come out.
They actually used their mom's cuddle duds, I think it was. Yeah.
Your anyways. Mom's cuddle duds.
What? Haven't you ever heard my story about when I went to the hospital?
I don't want
to
hear it.
If there ever was a time.
Yeah.
We'll maybe talk about it later.
This is a family event.
It is a family event. Okay.
Well, it is.
Go ahead and tell your cuddle dad story.
Do you want me to tell it?
Is it long?
It's not that bad.
About equal rights, isn't it?
You got 20
it?
Seconds.
Well, I'll try to make it quick. So about 7 years ago, about 10 years ago.
This isn't going to cover 10 years.
My wife, we had a whole bunch of kids. Well, we still do, but they were really little. So she was really busy cooking all the time, didn't have time to get my long underwear washed on time perfectly every time I needed them. So one day it's really cold out, and I'm thinking, sure. I need some long. I got like 6 seconds left. I got to go fast.
Yeah, I
got
to.
I'm slowing it down. So anyways, one day I need a new pair of long underwear. There's nothing but cuddle duds. Those are women's long underwear, Jim. I'm just telling you. I can wear these. I'm just doing chores. No big deal. So I go outside, and guess what I do? I drop a big, heavy steel gate on my foot, and it smashes my foot up real bad. So we got to go to the doctor. We get there, and they pull up my pant leg, and the first thing they see is lace. And then it's like the silky stuff. And I looked, and the nurse kind of looked at me, and I was like, I don't know, whatever. My wife's long underwear, she let it go. It wasn't a big deal. That's not the end of the story.
There's more?
Well, it was about 6 months or, no, it had been about a year later. And I don't, Shannon, do you recall the incident?
They were flowered
and
laced?
Oh, no, I got strep throat really bad. It was during calving. And I just said, there's no way I can go into the doctor. I mean, it's 24 hours a day during calving season. I don't have time to go in there. Well, it got so bad that I couldn't swallow or drink or do anything. And I had a fever, and I was just drinking NyQuil and DayQuil or whatever it was I could try to stay awake.
Some kind of quill.
Yeah. So this is a year later. I had had enough one day. I hadn't drank anything for a couple of days. I was severely dehydrated. And Shannon brings me into the hospital. And I just kind of stumble in, and I didn't even go to the office. I just went right down the hall and laid down in a bed. And Dr. Leiter goes, well, you can just leave him there. He's going to be for a couple of days. And I said,
you sound just like him.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm his neighbor. I've listened.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wouldn't you know, they said, you're going to have to put a gown on. So the nurse is helping me get my pants out because I was weak. And I got that same pair of cuddle duds on. Same nurse. 2 years in a row. So I haven't been back to the hospital, and I've never worn them cuddle duds since. So they're bad news, telling you. Do not wear your wife's long underwear. You will end up in the emergency room. That's a moral of that story.
Could you roll your pant leg up?
No.
We better sing. Oh my goodness. Pray for this man.
Oh.
Give me Jesus.
you guys.
The boss is here, Galen.
I know.
Straighten up.
Like all of the youth that are here that are going to Chick to come on up. They didn't know I was going to do this, so come on.
Not
we have
20,
10 girls and 10 boys, an even split.
Wow.
And Mike Whitlock, I think you're out in the other room. You're a chaperone that's going. I'll ask you to come. He's not. Okay. Okay. I've had them spread out as to working yesterday and today, so they're not all here right now. But on the table in the foyer, you can see pictures and explanations about what their life is like and their activities they're involved in and different things like that, and read about them and know that this is part of the crew of the 10 and 10 that are going. And we, as a youth group, would like to thank the Popple Ridge Pickers for always allowing us to have you come and sing, which brings the people in for the silent auction. So thank you very, very much. Emma and Sadie and Liz and Gracie, why don't you guys do the offerings on the rose? So we'll take an offering for the concert, and then we're going to take a break. Wait a minute, girls, and I'll pray. Sorry about that. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time to come together, and we thank you for the music that you've given us. We thank you for just so many blessings, and we pray that as we continue to raise funds for the youth, Lord God, that you would just really bless it and that you would bless the youth at their gathering this summer and just increase their growth in you. And we just thank you for everyone here. Amen.
Amen. Sweet down the river.
What's that?
So after the offering, we will go into the foyer if you're bidding on anything, and we'll bid until 7:55, and then we'll come back in here.
If there's a tie, we're going to settle it with fisticuffs. Right? Old-fashioned outside?
No. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Here we go.
What a friend.
We are going to take an intermission so you can go out and do your final bidding if you'd like to.
I had this shirt. It was a nice snap shirt, and I just said, you know, it just doesn't quite fit anymore. It was gaining a little around the middle, you know, and for some reason we decided Dan should try it on. So he was like, I don't know about that. I said, yeah, come on, try it on. And he goes, I was like, well, what's wrong? I said, it's no big deal to see with your shirt off. And he goes, I got a tattoo, he goes. I'm like,
you got a tattoo?
You got a tattoo? I mean, me and him are good buddies, and we'd known each other for years. I'm thinking, I didn't know he had a tattoo. I thought, maybe it's his old girlfriend or something. He doesn't want Lisa to see it, whatever. Yeah. I said, well, how bad can it be? And he goes, well, when I was in college, I got this tattoo. He said, I was working out. I was playing college football. I said, well, what was it? And he goes, it was a big wolf howling at the moon.
I said, it's beautiful.
I said, what's wrong with that? He said, I put a few pounds on. He said, it resembles a basset hound barking at a hot dog. Now. That's a true story. He said that.
It stretched out. Now it looks like a basset hound barking at a hot dog.
Barking at a hot dog, he said. So, oh, man. Yeah, it was pretty good.
I thought you were going to talk about
But if it's just right, you stretch the skin just right, you can make it look like a wolf again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So when your kids come home and say they got a tattoo when they're 18, tell them good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
I thought you were going to talk about the actual shirt you guys tried
well,
on.
Well, that's another story.
The pictures are priceless.
We do have pictures of him in that shirt.
Let's go by the mark.
There was some skin between the snaps, you know how it kind of pulls? It was about like that, John. So, yeah. That was good. Anyways, let's sing another one. I like this song. Yeah.
By the mark. We're just going to do a couple more. Huh? I don't want to wear out our...
Galen's always got to go bed early. When I cross over, I will shine.
Do that one.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You guys remember Five Smooth Stones?
You gotta sing it then.
We might as well do it unison then if we're gonna.
Huh?
Might as well do it unison.
Let's have one guy sing it, like Gaelic.
Does anybody know the?
I don't know.
Huh?
You remember the way it goes?
Well, I remember.
No.
See, this is the deal. We just sang sang in Grafton last week, and the song I was just trying to get him to do is an awesome song, written by, I can't remember his last name, but Pastor Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
And from Grafton, what church is he a pastor of? Some Free Lutheran or for whatever something.
Missouri Synod,
Lutheran
Grafton,
Church over there.
I don't know. These guys, I think three.
Yep, Grafton, Crystal, and Drayton.
Drayton. Maybe.
There you go. Anyways, he wrote this song, and he's got the prettiest voice too. And it was called Five Smooth Stones, and I wanted Galen to sing it.
I don't know how to do it.
But he says he doesn't know. We'll get it. We'll get him to do it. We might have to just do another one first to get it warmed up.
Should we do another one? Should we try Redeemed?
Huh?
You want to do this one?
Well, Redeemed? I want you to do this one.
I'll do Redeemed.
You
but
do
I won't
this
do the
one.
Other one.
Yeah, you. We'll see.
Okay.
You'll be all right. I'll help you through it.
Are we doing Redeemed?
Yeah, let's do
you
Redeemed.
You should see it at practice.
His Redeemed. Mouth says no, but his eyes say yes.
That's right. Okay, guys, really gentle on this. This is a new one, too. We've never done before.
Yeah, we've never done this together.
This is
before.
Just like practice. It's mass confusion over in that area. Yeah. They're just looking for.
Does anybody have any coffee?
Yeah, this is where me and Galen usually go get some coffee.
Usually we get coffee. Yeah, all set.
Do we want them to sing with us?
On the chorus, yeah.
If you know the words, I am redeemed, you'll pick it up pretty on the chorus.
I think it's too late.
You'll figure it out. When we come in, you'll figure it out. Galen's going to sing the verses for us. I love this song.
Seems like all I could see was struggle. Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. How long is this gonna last? Then you looked at this prisoner and said to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. 'Cause I am wipe away everything. shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. God, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. 'Cause I am redeemed.
Good one.
This morning at church, we were standing up here playing, and that it was echoing louder than we could play the people singing at this song.
So
when you get into it, you know, I used to get hung up on old songs and new songs and hymns and stuff like that. But
there are no old songs to Galen.
No, they're all fairly new.
Yeah.
Newer, just. But once you listen to them and get into the lyrics, that's God will get you right where you're at. That's no matter if it's a hymn or. That's a genuine praise song. Who sang that one?
Amen.
Again, besides you.
Mercy Me.
Big Daddy Weaver.
Big Daddy Weaver.
Oh, yeah, Big Daddy Weaver.
Big Daddy. Yeah.
They're good.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't sing a whole lot of hymns, but Big Daddy Weaver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a light of mine. This is our last song.
What?
Yep, sorry.
I told Shannon I couldn't leave till 10 o'clock.
Oh, Shannon. No. You didn't say that, did you? Or he didn't say that. It's a school night. I gotta get to bed. Here we go, Bruce.
Light of mine, I'm gonna let it
Thank you. I'm not sure where our bidding lady is.
Oh, yeah, we got the bids still.
Yes.
Still
down. Yeah, I was just thinking that. Joanna and John, they're still there, aren't they? Okay, we're going to pray for you, so we're just going to ask if everyone would just bow your heads. And we're gonna lift you up in prayer, Joanna and John, and we're going to just trust God to do his amazing work. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can just be together. We thank you for technology, that we can do this and share with John and Joanna our heart, Lord, for them, how much we love them and how much we care for them. Lord, we pray for healing right now, God, for Joanna, that you'd bless her, that you'd guide her, Lord, that this PIC line that's been a problem, Lord, would just straighten out. And Father, that would work well, and that the healing could continue. We pray for the treatments. We pray, God, for Joanna's spirit and John's, that you would lift them up. Help them to feel how much you are loved by you and by us tonight, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. We just trust you, and we thank you for all that you do in our lives, dear Lord. We just praise you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for being here, and I think, I don't know if we should just keep singing until somebody comes.
Stick around, I'm going to make you practice that song.
We're going to sing another song? Oh, she's all done, so we can go out? We'll just sing the old Rugged Cross or something like that. How's that sound?
Oh, that's an easy song.
That's an easy song. I'm trying to avoid that other one because I don't even know it.
Bar.
Remember, I was there before all the music was written.
You were. You've been around a while.
You probably gave David those
in
five.
In the First Lutheran Church.
Where did you put that song?
Right there. There old
is.
Rugged
there,
Cross.
There it is right there.
Yeah. Sing with us if you like.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sin. Cling to the old rugged cross.
Thank you for coming. They're ready to go home.
Okay.
Are you tired?
I think you're tired. I'm going to keep
playing. Am I the only one tired?
You got any, I said this to Galen, go, feel free to go home. And we're not going to make you stick around, but I said it out back and in the green room. And I said, Galen, sometime we should just go up there and do requests. If we know them, we'll do them. If we don't, we'll do them. So, you know, I mean.
Okay, let's try one.
One request.
Just one.
And none of our wives can take it.
Not from you.
No.
You've been in Europe for 3 months.
No request from Linda.
Man, he was in Iceland and Sweden. And
this is how we know, Galen, if they've had enough. If it's just silent.
There are no requests.
We know it's time to go home.
Joanna, do you have a request? Peter. I can only imagine.
Ooh, I like that one. You guys know that in G?
Wow, that's a long time ago we've done that song.
I'm going to ask Siri. In the key of G. Keep playing.
Is that the right key for you, Galen?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're leading, you know.
Oh.
Well, you're the one with the Google attachment.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got the Google machine right here. We're ready.
I got the words.
It's three chords and a couple of hums. No, we got to do it in D.
We got to do it in the key of D.
D's a better key. All right.
Feel will I dance for you, Jesus, pouring on.
Thank you. Thank you.
My cousin Phyllis wants that at her funeral. She told me that.
Really?
I said, are you planning your funeral shortly or what? And she said, no, just put it on your list. She
put
said,
it on the list.
Put it on the list.
And when Phyllis tells us we need to play, we're playing.
I figured it out, Dan, what he's getting nervous about. It's got a little warm up here.
Yeah.
And I'm sweating.
Yeah.
And we had garlic sausage.
So oh, yeah.
It's not good.
That's all the information we need. Take them home, Shannon, would you? Take them right
home. They're waiting for you to sing another song, Galen.
Oh, my goodness.
One more. What do we got? Yeah. I don't know anything off the top of my head.
Shannon, you know the songs he sings.
Come on, Eric, you sing a song.
God Tested Abraham.
Oh, on a warm summer's evening. No, not that one.
You don't have to stay. You can just go.
This is like practice. This is what we do. We tease each other. Oh, yeah, there we go. God tested Abraham. He said, take your only son. Bring Isaac to Moriah. His life has just begun. Don't get slow on me, boys. Offer up a sacrifice for the lamb to be most fair. Bring Isaac to the mountain. Then you must kill him there.
Come to the mountain of the Lord. He will provide. Come to the mountain of the Lord. He will provide.
Listen up now. That humble Hebrew servant built an altar in the sky. He threw his son up on it, then he drew his dagger nigh. Well, an angel of Jehovah called you Abraham on high. He said, you proved that God, you're worthy. Take your son, you need not die.
Come to the mountain of the Lord, he will provide. Come to the mountain of the Lord, he will provide.
Brothers, tell me, what would you have done if God required the sacrifice of your only precious son? Well, Jesus came among us through his Father's plan on high. He saved this world from darkness. God's precious lamb did die.
Come to the mountain of the Lord, he will provide. Come to the mountain of the Lord, he will provide. Come to the mountain of the Lord, he will provide.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we done yet?
We're singing till there's nobody left, Galen. Oh, man, thanks for being good sports with us tonight and coming to support the youth. And it's been a lot of fun, so.
We can do I Believe. That'd be a good one to end with.
I Believe.
You started.
Might as well. We got one more solo.
Then we're done. Then we are done, right?
I hear you, Shannon.
The sunrise in the morning. When I feel the wind blow across my face. When I hear the sound of children playing. I know it's all God's amazing grace, and I believe.
Old boy's had enough, I guess. Thanks again. Go on out and see how the results went for the auction. And what are you guys talking about back there?
What's that?
What are they doing? Are they scheming another song? Or
no.
Send them out.
No.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Good to see you.